Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Louis from Healing Soul Tour here. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the difficulty of some parts of the game. What BioWare has did. It's not even a phrase, people. Do not say has did. What BioWare has done with the rating and all the stuff since 3.0, and then hopefully kind of where we're going. So I'm sure most of you have noticed that 3.0 rating now is quite different from the rest of the game up to this point. And in a lot of ways, I think it's harder. I think, like, Ravager's hard mode and Temple of Sacrifice hard mode is as difficult, if not more so, than some of the DF, DP, Nightmare bosses, both pre- and post-nerf. It's kind of, I don't know, I think it's kind of cool, but it's also kind of, I guess, I don't know, a little surprising how much the BioWare has ramped up the difficulty. Even story mode, in some cases, can be challenging. Like, you'll see guilds just now clearing some story mode bosses, just now clearing the story mode instances as a whole. That's not to say anything about those guilds. It's fine. Everybody has their own thing. But we're well into the this expansion. We're well into these raids. And to see people on Twitter still really excited about clearing story mode bosses just tells you how difficult some of these bosses are for certain groups. And if you look at hard mode stuff, not, you know, nowhere near a majority of raid groups, not any big portion of raid groups have cleared hard mode. Ravagers have cleared hard mode Temple of Sacrifice. And if you go through the message boards, the progression on message boards, you'll see that there are really, I think, a small handful of guilds who are counting their progression as cleared through the hard mode fights of all of them. Now, I realize not every guild posts progression. I'm in a couple guilds that actually do not post their progression. And I'm 3 of 5 of hard mode Ravagers, and hopefully, I hope to be finally 2 of 5 in Temple of Sacrifice this week. And a couple guilds that I've cleared that much, and as far as I know, don't post their progression on the boards. So you have to assume there's a couple out there, but even that being the case, there still aren't very many guilds who have cleared hard mode of these raids completely. And that's kind of crazy. Like, to think about, like, how much we're into this patch. If I remember right, the patch got released in December, I believe. I'm sure that's right, early December. And we're coming up on February, or we're in February now, coming up on the middle of February, and there still are just the vast majority of raid groups and the vast majority of raiding guilds who have not really cleared hard mode Ravagers and hard mode Sacrifice. And in some cases, and if you can go further than that, there's still just an unlimited number of raid groups who aren't even halfway through those raids on hard mode. And that shows you how this much more difficult BioWare decided to make these raids, and how much they decided to say, this time around, these raids are going to be harder. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing for the life of the game. If we can get past right now in the game, going forward with Nightmare, that's still going to drop. I mean, Nightmare is, if they continue to scale the way they did this patch, Nightmare is going to be ridiculous. Like, I don't even know, man. Nightmare is actually going to be a nightmare thing where I'm going to guess a very small percentage of groups, a very small percentage of guilds will have any chance of Nightmare clears, you know, deep into the raids. And I don't know if that's a good thing for the game. I don't believe that Star Wars, that SWTOR, is a hardcore raiding game. I don't think the player base consists of raiders that are like super hardcore raiders, like the WoW raiders of old that I keep hearing about. I don't believe up to 3.0 that the raids were all that difficult either. I don't think they were tuned for, you know, just exceptional DPS, exceptional raid awareness. I just don't think that the player base and the developers up to this point have been in the mindset of Star Wars needs to be, or Star Wars is, this really crazy raiding game of, you know, where it takes raiding to the next level and it's super hardcore progression. I don't think that's the case. I realize there's some guilds that have treated it that way, but it's just not. The game has not been that. I feel like the game has been, you know, what it is, a pretty casual MMO that's really deep and really good and has a lot of good things to it. I mean, I love the game, but I don't feel like it's been a really hardcore raiding thing where people, should get all excited about, you know, being having these world first clears, because it's the game isn't, it just hasn't been that hard. If you have a good raiding group, you can clear pretty much everything in the game up to now. Now with 3.0 and hard mode, you have to have a very good raiding group to clear these bosses. And I'm not talking about Sparky and Red Kephas. Those are easy bosses in hard mode. They're equal to the story mode bosses in a lot of cases. Talking about like Bulo and Torque and the Walkers and Underlurker, these are hard fights. If your guild and your group is clearing them, you're in a very good raid group. And I think that's the minority of raiders. I think the minority of raiders are in very good raid groups that can clear stuff. And one of the ways to know is, where were you with the deep Nightmare DF stuff, Nightmare DP stuff, pre-nerf, and even post-nerf for some of those fights. You know, if you cleared all of them or most of them, then you're probably in a good little raid group, and you're probably going to be fine this tier. But it's just a lot of stuff I've been thinking about with how hard mode is right now, how challenging it still is, how few guilds, few groups have cleared both raids all through in hard mode. And then if you look forward, how hard Nightmare is going to be, and if all of that is good for the game. On the PTS, the message boards, there was a lot of discussion about that, and the developers were hinting at increased difficulty because they thought it'd be good for the game, and you can tell this group of developers wants the game to be something that it hasn't been so far. They want this game to be a raiding, Nightmare raiding kind of hardcore game, and I think we're going to see pretty soon whether or not they're going to stick to that vision of the game, whether or not they're going to say, this is what we want, this is the difficulty, and you're going to have to deal with it. And whether or not they're willing to see guilds break up, to see groups break up, and to see the raiding player base kind of dwindle a little bit as people start to get bored with story mode for those who can't clear hard, people who start to get frustrated with hard if they can't, for those who can't clear, you know, the whole thing. And then once Nightmare comes, just for their hearts to be broken when they make no progress through Nightmare if they've been having stuff, problems with hard. So it's interesting to me. It's not, you know, healers are healers and whatever. I can talk about healing in these raids, and I actually have guides written up per bosses that I'm going to post. But just for the game as a whole and for raid groups as a whole, I just think it's very interesting where the game is. And if you haven't been paying attention, you should. You should go look at progression threads on the boards and see where which bosses have been killed, to see where groups are. And you'll see that it's pretty crazy. These bosses are very hard. These bosses are presenting a challenge to even good raid groups. And there was one little anecdote from the boards I can tell you where after the PTS, Zoers, who, you know, is a great, amazing, probably, you know, obviously the best raiding guild in the game by far. I mean, they're so far ahead of everybody, it's kind of insane. But towards the end of the PTS life for 3.0, the Zoers leaders were saying, and they've said since, that they really like where these bosses are tuned, and they think these bosses are really well tuned. And just so you guys know, that's bad for the rest of us. Like when Zoers says that the game is, that the bosses are perfectly tuned, where the rest of us are screwed. That's like it's like a world class athlete saying this course or these obstacles are perfect where they are. The rest of us have no hope. Like you want the best in the world, you want the best players, the best athletes, the best whatever in your game. You want them to be bored. You want them to say, oh, this is too easy. And that means that we have a chance. Like the rest of us mortals have a chance, right? I mean, but that's not the case. The case is where the best players in the game, the best guild in the world when it comes to raiding, by far, like they beat everything like immediately. When they say that everything's cool when it's tuned perfectly, and they even go so far as to say that, you know, that they like the difficulty, then we're screwed. Like then that's not good for us. Like I feel like that's a bad sign. But that's not where we are. We are at a point where the hardest raid group and the best raid group and the best skill in the game are happy with the tuning of these bosses. And the rest of us then are going to have to bang our head against the wall for a while we figure it out. And I believe I have complete faith in a couple of my groups that we will make progress and we will beat the hard mode fights. It's just going to take a while. And I think that those of you out there, your raid group is at a different progression, you know, and you guys are on your own progression than everyone else's. And I feel like you guys should just know that the fights are hard if you don't already. Know that the hard mode fights are hard and know that you're going to have to work for it and you're going to have to bang your head against the wall and you're going to have to do stuff for a hard mode tier that you hadn't had to do before. Previous hard mode tier was relatively easy. Even Nightmare stuff was pretty easy. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know if this is good for the game. I don't know where you guys are on that. I don't know if you guys want the rating to be harder than it has been pre-3.0. I don't know if you think the rating in 3.0 right now is too difficult. And going forward, Nightmare, I don't know what's going to happen to us if Nightmare is then again ramped up. I don't know if the game's health can sustain it. So it's just something I've been thinking about as I've been raiding and looking at these fights and trying to figure out what's going to happen, what groups do I want to drop. I'm in four groups right now. I'm not going to stay in four groups. That's crazy. I'm going to drop one or two, I'm sure. And I'm trying to figure out which groups have the better chance of doing damage and killing stuff in current hard mode, and then for sure once Nightmare drops. And then as I start thinking about that, I started to worry about the game, the health of the game. Is it good? Is it good for the game that these raids and these operations be very, very difficult? Is it better for the game that they be tuned down a little bit to give more and more, a bigger player base, a chance to beat these bosses? I don't know. It's a delicate mix. And it's clear that BioWare wants the game to be something it hasn't been thus far. And it's going to be pretty soon, I think BioWare's going to have to decide whether they want to stick with that and just let that be the state of the game, or if they want to maybe tune things down a little bit and go back a little bit closer to what we were. These are all things I don't know anything about. I just know what I see, and I see the game's harder, the rating's harder. It requires more raid awareness. It requires more DPS. It requires a better knowledge of your class. And really, more importantly, it requires the group to work more as a whole and better as a unit. Far more communication, far more of seeing stuff and avoiding stuff while you do stuff, pretty much for every class. It's night and day compared to pre-3.0. DF and DP, there was plenty of bosses where you can just sit there and go nuts. For healers, for DPS, you can just sit there and not avoid really a lot of stuff and just go ham on these things. That's just not the case anymore. Now you have to avoid tons of stuff while you do tons of stuff. So I don't know if that's good for the game. Maybe you guys can let me know what you think. Appreciate all the help. Appreciate all the support on Twitter. My website's doing well, so I appreciate that. And I hope everybody's doing well. It's a good time for the game, I think. We're done with the Ravager's exploit. Also, I never really spoke about the Ravager's exploit on Twitter or on my podcast because, honestly, it's not that big a deal. I'll just say that. That's my only thing about Ravager. I feel like everybody made it a bigger deal than it was. And long-term, it means nothing to the game. The slots did more damage to the game than the Ravager's exploiters did. And there was a lot of people on Twitter who were super, super moral about it and super, like, holy about it, and it just made me giggle because the whole thing was kind of blown out of proportion. It has absolutely no impact on the game, is all I'll say about that. Otherwise, hope you guys are doing great, man. Appreciate all the help, appreciate the support, retweets, follows, all that good stuff. You can find Healing Soul Tour on everything. My Facebook page is growing, Facebook fan page, YouTube. Just search for Healing Soul Tour, you'll find it. Twitter, everything. You guys take care, man. Appreciate the help. See you.